Here's Samuel this morning. Morning, Samuel.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is on the weather.
Yes, I left it, my house this morning at approximately 8:05 to go and pick my daughter up, my granddaughter, take my daughter to work, my granddaughter to school. I'm sitting here now on the Doak Road, less than a quarter of a mile away, at 9:14. I had to give up going up the Doak Road. It's completely chock-a-block and no movement at all. I'm now stuck on the traffic going down the Doak Road, heading into town. And no gridding at all. I tried to get into Ballyduff Estate. It's impossible to get into it. It's an estate there that is just sealed off. No way in or out. There's been no gridding at all done in the Newton.
Well, now, I know Road Service is basically saying that continuous salting has been being carried out overnight.
I can assure you, Stephen, there's been no salting done on the Doak Road, the Monch Road, Fairview Road, and the Ballyduff and Kermonagh. It's completely at a standstill. Still is even now, with most of the traffic jams are basically would be over at this time. I'm still stuck here in the Doak Road at the Caterpillar. This guy's here, look, I'm having a thumb, give me a thumbs up, and the car's sitting facing me. It's a tragedy, so it is.
And so you've been on the road for how long now?
I left the house at 8:05 this morning. Now, this is a quarter of a mile journey. Maybe less than a quarter of a mile from Monkstown to Ballyduff to get my daughter. I had to give up halfway through. My daughter, I rang her and told her that there was no movement at all whatsoever. That it was just stuck and just hadn't moved in about 20 minutes. And she's had to take a day off. My granddaughter can't get into school. And I've now turned back home again at about 10, maybe 10 to 9. It's now 9:15 and I haven't travelled 200 yards.
Yeah, and I can see Colm Boogaloo here on the phones already this morning about the roads, about people stuck in traffic. But to be fair, we were being warned yesterday that there was going to be snow. We were being warned yesterday to make extra time for our journey. Took me 2 hours getting in today. Usually takes me about 40 minutes.
Well, you wouldn't have given it to all of the roads maybe hadn't been gridded, Stephen. My point is there's absolutely no way, you know when the roads are gridded. There's no way has the Doak Road been gridded, well, that's as far as I can get. I say Kermonagh, I had another caller earlier, one there was saying about Kermonagh. I'm on the Doak Road, that's the only road I've been on this morning. It hasn't been touched, Stephen. It's chock-a-block. I'm looking down, I can't believe what I'm seeing in front of me. And I've just come over a wee bit of a hill. And I'm going to be here for a brave while yet.
Here's David in Ballinure. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, David.
I left the house this morning at 10 to 6. And the A8 leading to Sandynose. And then from Sandynose down on the M3 into Belfast was just sheer ice and snow. There's no gritters at all. I would like to ask Road Service what time they started gritting these roads at. Total disgrace.
Just describe to me what's around you, David.
Well, at 6 o'clock this morning, there must have been about 4 or 5 inches of snow and pure ice. But, I mean, my temperature gauge in the car was reading -2. And I left the house at Ballinure and drove to Belfast, and there was not one bit of grit the whole way. That's not good enough.
Clearly, you're frustrated.
Well, it happens all the time. I mean, I live on a farm out here, and I can look after myself in my own lane and get all that. But you expect when you go out onto a main road like the A8, now it's already contentious. So it's dangerous already with roadworks and so forth. And they can't even grit it for the people.
Obviously, the Road Service do say that they have been out salting roads and snow ploughs have been out, but you're on a main road this morning and you can't see any evidence of it.
Well, I'd love to see where they're gritting. They certainly weren't gritting the A8 from Larne to Sandynose, or from Sandynose right down the M3 into Belfast. Not from 6 o'clock this morning. Maybe they started gritting at 9 o'clock. But certainly not for 6, 7, 8 o'clock this morning.
David, thank you. Jared in Lisburn. Morning, Jared.
Hey, Stephen. I was just really wondering. I was thinking about this when people were talking about gritting, and I understand the council's, you know, the gritting's implies and the effort it takes. But I was thinking about this a while ago. Whenever the last snowfall we had just before this one, whenever it falls, I would usually go out with a wee rake and a brush to take most of it away. Now, the snow fell after that, but I found that it didn't lie and the ice wasn't there. So I was kind of wondering why councils don't use their big, you know, their big machines with the brushes on it to kind of go all over the road as the first snowfall happens, and that would mostly take the ice off because you're really building up some sort of heat on the road, so it won't lie. And don't understand why they can't do that.
No, it's
or why they don't think of making more footpaths the way they would make manhole covers. They seem to de-ice and melt away very quickly, you know.
Loads of people this morning complaining about the traffic situation. Stephen, morning, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen, how's it going?
How long have you been out there?
I've been on the road since quarter 8 this morning. I left Goon Island, quarter 8. I've got a 7 dose on the back of the car here, dropping them off to my mum. Quarter past 9 now, I'm still not on the road out of Carrick. I had to come out in the back road because of the traffic. So I've been sitting here quarter 8, quarter 9, quarter past 9. I'm still not on the main road, Carrick. The top road in Carrick Fergus is the main road. No grit whatsoever at all. Just complete chaos on the road. I mean, there was cars coming out, pulled over the side of the road, vans, you know, stuck on ice, couldn't get out. I'm always late for work, and my son, he's 7 months in the back, really upset, you know, and I can't do anything about it, you know.
Yeah. Well, we've got a call into the road service this morning. Obviously, the Minister, Danny Kennedy, is going to have to explain to motorists what has gone on here, because lots of you complaining that roads have not been gridded.
It happens every single time there's a snowfall in Northern Ireland. I mean, they've got the warnings. You just have to look at the Met Office last night to know where it's going to snow, where it's going to happen. And every single time it happens, the road service fail to do what they need to do.
Well, Stephen, stay there because Bill disagrees with you. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Stephen.
You've got young Stephen here. He's got his young child in the car. He's saying that, look, we need to do a lot more. You don't agree, Bill?
Look, we can always do more, but it's people taking responsibility. They seem to be void and negate this responsibility. Learn how to drive properly. Leave enough time for your journey.
These like I have the laugh, Stephen. See, having the laugh.
You can speak to Bill. His name's Bill, Stephen.
Given out from the motoring organisations, for example, about not using the roads unless your journey is essential. But the physics of the thing is you have to drive on the grit for it to disperse and actually work.
Go on, Stephen, you can speak to Bill.
Well, I actually have an advanced driving certificate, so I know how to drive in cold weather. My issue is I left the house this morning, plenty of time to do my journey, and the reason why Carrick Fergus is backed up is because nobody has gridded the roads. The top road coming out of Carrick has not been gridded at all.
Well, it may have escaped attention, but you know, the gridder is a vehicle itself, and you know, from time to time, certain roads don't get done, maybe the second run during the night. I know this from experience because I used to drive the gridder part-time. But the point being that you have a network of roads to cover. Depending on when the snow falls, and this, it's not like this leaves on the line and the wrong type of weather and all the rest of it. If the snow's falling in the small hours and there's no traffic, it'll lie on top of the grit until the heavy traffic starts.
So you're actually blaming motorists for this, for not giving themselves enough time?
No, who do you want? See, the blame game, we're very good at it in this country. We'll be gold medal winners at it. Take a bit of responsibility, have a bit of common sense, take a bit of time for your journey, learn how to drive. And that's not just you with your advanced certificate. Fair play to you. You look at some of the numpties out and about. They're unbelievable, looking out through a crack in the windscreen. They're like a tank commander. They're on the phone.
How's this guy making you feel, Stephen?
It's wrong, sir. It's making me feel really annoyed because it's not about blaming the motorists. The issue here is that the road service have not done what they're supposed to do. The road service are meant to manage and maintain the roads and make it safe for us to drive, and they haven't done, and it happens every year. Every year, Stephen, we're on the phone, your show.
The responsibility.
Every year, we're on your show giving up because road service fail to do what they're meant to do.
The responsibility for driving in all conditions is the responsibility okay. of voters to take account for all prevailing conditions.
Bill, thank you very much. Stephen, stay there. Simon, morning, Simon.
Good morning.
Go ahead. You've got Stephen here. He's got his young child in the car. There are many other calls coming in of people gridlocked, saying that these roads have not been gridded.
Well, Stephen, it's common sense. There's a lot. It's usually the same roads that people are on complaining about all the time.
And you've just phoned into this. You've just phoned into the phone room, calling people who are stuck in the traffic.
Buck agents.
You've called them what?
Buck agents. A lot of them, because it's the way they're on off phoning all the time. They know these roads are going to be blocked. Take a different road if you can. Or drive a bit more sensibly, plan your journey a lot better. You know, it's the same roads people are complaining about all the time. Every time you get a bit of snow, your phone lights up.
There's only two routes out of Green Island to Belfast, the top road and the bottom road. There's no other way out. And I went the top road this morning. I left myself over an hour and a half to get to my destination. And the top road, right, was not gridded. There's no grit or salt whatsoever on the top road. The front road out of Carrick is jam-packed as well. So everybody's either going to go the top road or the bottom road, and the road service have failed to recognise this.
Simon?
The road as they have, and they've gone on to move somewhere else. They've only got a certain amount of vehicles to do this, and there's other roads need done. And if they come back and the snow's laid down and that or whatever, their vehicles too, as the guy says. It's very hard for these people. They can't be everywhere all at once.
You're on a wind-up, though, Simon, calling people who are frustrated this morning, sitting in traffic. They're paying their rates all year round. They're trying to get to work, and you're calling them buck idiots.
Well, it's just the fact that they're on complaining all the time, Steve. You know, as long as they drive carefully, they'll get there in the end. I'm still in the traffic myself. But I knew myself, I can tell myself, I have resigned myself. Yes, I know I'm going to be a bit later this morning. Fair enough.
Here's Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Good morning. Stephen, I was coming from work this morning, 8 o'clock. We get down.
You need to have the radio off in the background, Robert. We'll come back to you when your radio's off in the background. Gordon in Newton Abbey. Morning, Gordon.
Hello, how you doing? I'm actually in the foreshore now. I've managed to get out in Newton Abbey. I was in the same road there that your caller in the Doak Road was complaining that it wasn't gridded. The road was actually gridded. You could see from the effluent up the side of the footpath that it had been gridded. The issue, I think, was the fact that it was gridded a wee bit early. I've had dealings with gritting companies through my job, and they've advised us that if there's actually so much of a fall of 2 or 3 inches over and above on top of grit, that the area has to be regritted. And in fact, they actually advise for you to actually snow shovel it prior to regritting. So I don't think the issue is that it wasn't gridded. I think the issue is simply, as your previous callers have said, no one was driving on it until such times as 3 or 4 inches had fallen. So road service, as much as I have my gripes the same, I don't think it's, you know, as black and white as they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert. Go ahead.
Good morning, Stephen. I was coming from work this morning, Stephen, down in Mullus from Brett Martin Plastics. And we got the gritters yard down at Sandy Knowles. There was no gritters coming out. Now, all the grit was laying in the yard, it was covered in snow. So what were they doing last night? What were they doing this morning?
Well, there's someone that was working for the...
Because it was chock-a-block and go back up over the Bally Craigie.
Well, you'd be one of the buck idiots, according to Simon.
We'll tell you something. My wife's out there. She's taking care in the community to the old people, and she's not a buck idiot. She has to go and give that care. And there's loads of our girls out there driving in the districts, sitting in traffic, trying to get through to the old people to give them their medication and their breakfast and their toilet. They're not buck agents. I think he's the buck agent who came on this morning.
Do you want to talk to Simon? He's on the line.
Put him on.
He's on.
Good morning.
How can everybody be out that on the road be buck agents, Simon?
No. What I'm saying is they're always phoning in complaining. It's just you can't always complain all the time. And I respect your wife for doing that. I think that's brilliant. I'm out in the road too. And it's all a matter of just, instead of phoning up complaining and get distracted, take it nice and easy. Drive carefully. Drive properly. Allow time for your journey. You'll get there in the end.
There's no point of phoning and giving off. That's chock-a-block. They're all taking it easy, but they're all not buck agents. People are trying to get to their work.
No, I'm saying they're buck agents for phoning in all the time and complaining.
I think you're the biggest buck agent who phoned in this morning, to be honest with you.
Well, what's the point of phoning and complaining about it?
We're not phoning to complain, we're phoning to tell Stephen and to tell the rest of them that the council yard down in Mullus down beside Sandy Knolls roundabout. The grit is covered in snow. It hasn't been moved. What's the council doing? What's the council doing? I never seen a lorry coming out when we were parked up there.
Well, I was out late last night. I was in Clock in County Antrim. I was coming down there. When I was in Clock, the road had been gritted. Now, when I was coming down the road, it was snowing again.
Well, they're not good down here. If the Mansfield, we came down the Mansfield, we came through Ballyair Estate, come up over Ballycraigie. We had to come that way because it's chock-a-block.
So none of the main roads are gritted then? Is that what you're saying?
The roads are not gritted down. The Mans Road here is not gritted. Right?
But are the main roads gritted as much as they can do for you?
The main roads are not gritted.
Well, not I find that very hard to believe. That the DOE, you're saying the DOE has not gone out.
The only thing it is, it's the volume of traffic. The cars going over them roads. It's making it. There's a wee pop, two lanes down each side of the road. But there's no. Them, will I tell you something? The council was put on 24 hour standby last night to grit the roads from Monday.
Well, do you see the road surface in County Antrim and Ballymena? I saw them out several places yesterday. I was in Belfast yesterday. I saw them in Belfast too.
The council took grit roads. We're talking about the DRD.
The DRD.
I think, Simon, the reason why so many people have taken exception to you this morning, including Robert, is because, you know, you're standing by calling these people buck agents because they're trying to get the work.
No, I know. I'm calling them buck agents because they're phoning complaining. Listen, I'm out in the road. I know I'll get
there. What do you mean they're phoning complaining?
We're phoning to tell ye that the council haven't got the gritters out on the road. What do we pay our rates for? What do we pay our council tax, the road tax for?
Yeah, but
Somebody has to go and do the job that they're paid to do. Why ain't they doing the job that they're getting paid to do?
Well, I can honestly, I've just been through one end of Ballymena, from Brisheen to Ballymena. I've been in Brisheen. All up the side roads now where I come out of isn't gritted. That's fair enough, it's not a main road. But once you get onto the main roads, it's clear.
Well, then tell the gritters in Ballymena if they've done their roads to come down and do ours.
But I was in Belfast yesterday and I was sitting in Botanic and I saw a gritter go past assaulting yesterday in Botanic. You know, they were prepared for it. And don't get me wrong, I am not the greatest fan of these people either, but at the end of the day, they can only do so much. It's a lot of common sense out there too.
Jim's in Sainfield. Morning, Jim.
Good morning. I left, or I got the carry duff around about this morning at about 8:10, and I have just got over the Ormo Bridge. But I saw one TransLink bus on the road. Why don't they suspend
Who's
the
bus that buck agent that's turned
your lanes in?
Who, that is a buck agent that's turned radio on in the background. It winds me up. Tell them to turn it off.
Well, it's not me.
Here's Anthony. Morning, Anthony.
Hello.
Go ahead, Anthony.
I do a bit of subcontract gritting myself. And me and another boy, we've been out this morning from 3 o'clock and we have drove past at least 3 to 4 gritters that have been out and about. One of them was up in the Kai Duff area. The other one was over Shore Road. And Van Allen. And we, with us doing the gritting ourselves, like the other boy was saying, when it sits, and because there was such a heavy snowfall, we started at 3 o'clock, and from 3 to about 6 in the morning, it was constantly snowing, and it wasn't light snow, it was very heavy. And there's places now where we actually have to go back over ourselves and do it again.
Yeah. I just think people are so frustrated this morning. And the other thing that I see people saying in the phones today is, of course, the bus lanes are still active. It's not as if they've suspended the bus lanes so that it can help us get to work this morning. So you've got the snow impeding the traffic. You've got traffic being slower than usual. You've got not very much of the road to drive on anymore because, of course, the bus lanes have to be active 24 hours. Well, they're not active 24 hours a day, are they? But they've got to be active during these peak times. It's hard to get to work anymore.
We're actually coming through city centre right now and the whole bus lane's free, but all the whole way behind us and all in front of us, it's all blocked up.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. Bye.